Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's our 821st day through the Word of God, and we're doing something different because 2024 is a leap year. We actually have an extra day, so the reading plan has 1,095 days, which is 365 days, years, right? But 2024 has an extra day, 366 days. Well, Psalm 119 was next to be done on, March 31st. Actually, it's on the schedule for April 1st. So there wasn't technically anything within the reading plan as we're doing it for March 31st, Resurrection Day. But Psalm 119 is also the longest chapter in the Bible and takes about 15 minutes just to read the text. So I thought, what a great opportunity. We'll split it up over 2 days and cover it that way. And so we're going to end up with 1,096 days in our reading plan. And that means that we're going to be going right to the end of the year. But today it'll be Psalm 119, verses 1 to 88. And then tomorrow we'll pick up with verse 89 and go to the end, which is verse 176. So let's pray and ask the Lord's help as we go to his word today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your consistent faithfulness in meeting with us day by day. You are good. Your word is good. It is worth meditating on and treasuring in our hearts and learning to love and respond to. Father, be with us today and help us to respond to your word in faith and obedience and love and joy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Psalm 119, it is an acrostic psalm in the original Hebrew, and so each stanza will have a Hebrew letter at the beginning of that stanza, and every line, every verse within that stanza in the original Hebrew starts with that same letter. So the first stanza is Aleph, and that means all of the verses in the Aleph stanza would all start with the letter Aleph in Hebrew. We don't do that in English because it would make for a very difficult translation to try to do that. Also, there's fewer letters in Hebrew than there are in English, but that's what these Hebrew words are that we'll see at the beginning of each stanza of Psalm 119. Let's begin. Aleph. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Beit, or Beth. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Gimel, deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. Dalet, my soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness give me life. Vav, let your steadfast love come to me, your salvation according to your promise. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame. For I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Zion, remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me that I have kept your precepts. Hate, the Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. Tate, you have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Yod, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. Cough. My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me! They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth. So Psalm 119 is arranged into these stanzas according to the Hebrew alphabet. We don't know for sure who wrote Psalm 119. My own personal opinion is that I think Ezra probably wrote it. There are a couple of other acrostic psalms in the Psalter, Psalm 111, Psalm 112. Those, every line begins with a new letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But here we have eight verses, or a full stanza for each. And so you have eight verses per letter, and then that many letters for 176 verses in the total. And this is really a celebration of the Word of God, of the ways that God has revealed himself covenantally to his people. And throughout the psalm, there are seven different terms that are used for God's covenant revelation. And in Hebrew, these are Idot and Pikudim and Kukim or Kukot and Mitzvot and Mishpatim, and then there's Imra or Dabar. And these are translated as law, testimonies, precepts, statutes, commandments, rules, and word or promise. So this last one it's a seventh, but it really is also an eighth, because you see there's two Hebrew words there, Imra and Dabar. They both mean word or what God has spoken. But sometimes in Psalm 119 in the ESV, it's translated as promise. So there's seven or eight Hebrew words and eight ways that they're translated into English. The first six of these, law, testimonies, precepts, statutes, commandments, and rules, are all things that God has spoken to his people that he requires of his people at one level or another. So the law of God is his instruction, his Torah. This is probably the broadest term for the law of God, what God has required of his people, what God has instructed his people to do, right? And we should walk in the way of the Torah, of the instruction of God. Testimonies is what God solemnly testifies to be his will. It's again his will for us, but it's his testimony, what he testifies to be his will for us. Precepts are what God has appointed to be done. This can be effectual, like the eternal decrees of God, what God is going to bring about, but it can also just be precepts of, this is what I am appointing that you should do, right? And then statutes are like a more legal term, statutory law, the lawgiver, God as lawgiver, as opposed to instruction, which could be advice or counsel or guidance. This is law. This is legal code. Commandments are like military commands, right? And then rules are like judgments from a judge. So we see the different aspects of God as the one who is wisdom, as the one who is truth, as the one who is sovereign, as the one who is lawgiver, as the one who is commander, as the one who is judge. These are all different ways of talking about what God requires of us, what God is instructing us to do, what God is encouraging us to do, God's will for us. And they're all good. And Psalm 119 emphasizes that God's law, God's testimonies, God's precepts, God's statutes, God's commandments, God's rules are all good. They're wonderful. They give us light. They help us understand the way we should live. We should live according to them. It is good for us to live according to them. But our hope for life is not found in our obedience to God's law. Whenever Psalm 119 talks about our hope, our life, our salvation, it is always connected to this last word or two words, God's word or God's promise, God's imra or God's dabar, what God has spoken. And here, this is not primarily what God is asking of us or commanding us to do. It is rather what God has spoken about what he will do or what he has already done. So this is the word or the words that are really focused on God's own activity, God's word or God's promise. And especially when seen in connection with steadfast love, chesed, which is seen throughout Psalm 119, this is where our hope, this is where our salvation, this is where our deliverance comes from. We should obey God. It is right for us to obey God. God's will is perfect. All of his ways are righteous altogether. But we need him in his steadfast love to give us life. Look at the last verse we were at, verse 88. In your steadfast love, give me life that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth. Notice the logic of this. This is not, I will keep the testimonies of your mouth so that you will give me steadfast love or life. Right? No, it's not. It's in your steadfast love, in your chesed, in your undeserved and freely, graciously given favor, give me life. And if you give me life, then I will be able to keep the testimonies of your mouth. But otherwise, I won't be able to. Look at the first two verses of this last stanza. My soul longs for your salvation. And if you've been with me before in other psalms, you know that this word is Yeshua, salvation, which is the same as the name of Jesus. My soul longs for your Yeshua. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? Right? So the hope, the longing, the looking for is for this salvation, this word, this promise that God is going to give. Again, God's law is good. God's statutes are good. That is the way that we should be living, right? But verse 65, you have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Not according to my obedience to your statutes have you dealt well with me, but you've dealt well with me according to your word, according to what you have spoken to be true about yourself. So this is really something that if you read carefully through Psalm 119, you'll see this. God's law is good. God's precepts are right. They give us wisdom. They help us to know the way we should go. But ultimately, our hope for life, right? Verse 49, remember your word to your servant in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. And you see this repeatedly throughout the psalm. That's what our hope is in. Our hope does not ultimately rest on how much we obey God's commandments, but on what God has promised to us and ultimately how that promise has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who is the salvation of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this word from you. Psalm 119 is beautiful. It's powerful. It's soul stirring. It's challenging. Give us life according to your word. Thank you for the promises that you've kept in Jesus. May your salvation be the joy and the hope of our souls, and then may we walk by your grace, by your steadfast love. May we walk in your statutes, loving you and loving others as you call us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, that's Psalm 119 verses 1 to 88. We're going to finish Psalm 119 tomorrow. Hope you can join me for that. And I do hope, as always, that you have a blessed day in the Lord.